He'd been there the time before. The mother was at the house, and she had unhanged food because she'd do the cooking. And most times she'd be in the feed with us and stay there at about 10:30, and then she'd go to the house and cook. We didn't have that privilege, you know, steam that, go clean that house up and hang them clothes up. You had to hang them clothes up when you come to the edge, let them blow out. You hang them up in that shiver or a clothes, a petra, we cut the clothes wherever you want it.
Well, did she usually do the washing on Monday?
No. She usually didn't do washing one because she didn't wash sometime about the last week and a half.
We farming
like that. She'd cook, you know,
probably. So weeks about Friday and wash.
Mm-hmm.
Except, you know, it rained, that you got caught up with enough white. Mm-hmm. But other than that, Monday morning was the main morning. You get that hoe and go to the field.
And that mule and that beer, that plant.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's more that, you're in the garden. You're doing something. Don't worry yourself.
How'd you have time enough to get all this done? Seems like
you
had a lot to do.
Well, you had a lot to do, and you would get up and on time.
Oh,
yeah.
You'd get up real
early. Oh, yeah, you get up and milk them cows and feed them hogs, and at around at least 7 o'clock, most time before then,
mm-hmm,
you'd in the field.
Go by
and chop down, maybe the housewife, she would quit around about 10:30. Go to the house and cook dinner, and the rest of them chop out there until about 11:30, and then you go to the house to dinner and eat dinner, and 1 o'clock sharp, you back out there with that hoe. So
it had been a good life, and then it had been a rugged life.
Well, it's
but if I had to leave it over again and place of waiting by the day, that little bit I have waited by the day, I'd be my life from left to be.
I think that hard work's really good for you.
It was a great experience. It caused a lot of people to learn how to save more and how to earn what you want instead of getting out there. Wait till you get off your job and not get in here robbing you of what you done earned. But as I said, the older people back then, they were strict on the kids. They had certain people for you to associate with. And then when up until you got grown, if you was going out, you had to let them older people know why you was going or why you want to go. You didn't just say, I'm going. You had, I want to go to the city. Can I go or do you care? And if they permit you to go, then you could go and your order was behave yourself. And you know what that meant. And if they heard it, maybe in a week after you done gone on your visit, some of your wrongdoing acting with some other kid, well, then you had to give account of that.
Well, let me ask you, what do you call these things that you'd have to go up to get from the yard up on the porch? Those would be the
doorstep.
Just you call those the doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what about if you were in a big house and you had to get from the first floor to the second? You'd climb up
stairway.
The stairway. Mm-hmm. So it's stairway inside and doorstep. Doorsteps outside.
Right.
Have you ever did day labor?
You mean, you know, physical labor?
Uh-huh. Wait, probably.
I worked, let's see, I worked at a packing plant, meat packing plant, and you had to do a lot of physical work there, and I worked out on the highway department, you know, for road construction,
sure,
that kind of thing. Yeah.
But you have never did no farm work, have you?
No farm work. I was just... You know, I wasn't raised on a farm. I visited some relatives on a farm and, you know, did some farm work when I visited them. But, you know, they were the ones who raised the chickens.
Yes.
I don't know if I told you about that or not, but no, not for any period of time.
Well, when I was getting ready to ask you about it, you don't know nothing about it, but if I had to just do one kind of work, farm work or either public work, I would really rather do farm work. Now, every day, you got to go to your job, and sometimes Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it's really for the best work on a farm, if they're paying good wages, like you're using half the things you're getting there, I would rather the farm.
Well, Well, and again, it's something that you're doing for yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, you take pride in it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Now, you think, I'm working on a perfect job out there, I'm out there doing the job to make the days. But if I'm out there on the farm working to my own interest, I'm trying to make that crop a good crop as possible. Maybe if I'm working for you, I may go out there and head chop the cotton or something like that, head fly. Just pay the day off. I'm not concerned.